May 25th, that Proverbs for the day. Proverbs 25, verses 8 to 10. Proverbs chapter 25 and verses 8 to 10. Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another. Lest he that heareth it put thee to shame, and thine infamy turn not away. Now the picture is this. Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Now, wow. Does this book, the Bible, know human nature or what? Huh? Does this book not know us? I mean, look, thy neighbor, verse 8. Now you think about this. Have you ever thought, and I hope in the week to come, today maybe even, but I hope in the time to come you'll think about how often that discussion of whether the word neighbor comes up or not, but you know, the discussion of the influence, the interaction we have with neighbors. I mean, when you think of the word neighbors, the very word conjures up something. It can conjure up somebody you can trust, somebody you'd call if you thought there was a prowler. But if you thought there's a prowler, it might conjure up your neighbor. It depends on where you live and who they are. I tell people, I say, you know, when you were a kid, you may have gone home after going to the neighbors, and on your way home, they probably looked out the window and said, boy, those people are weird. And you probably got home at some point in your life and said, man, those neighbors are weird. Because every home is one of the smallest, most private units of culture. And so he says here, this thing has to do with neighbor. Neighbor in verse 8, neighbor in verse 9 and 10. And so let's talk about this thing a little bit because, I mean, the Bible is an up-to-date book. The Bible knows human nature. The Bible knows your experience. Verse 8, go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Can you picture that? That picture is jumping to a conclusion. So first of all, the first thought for today, give the benefit of the doubt. Have you ever misread a situation? Have you ever misread somebody's motive? Have you ever misread somebody's gestures? Have you ever misread and made a conclusion about something? You ever thought something had been stolen and you had misplaced it? You ever thought something was missing and you had actually loaned it and forgot? You ever just made one of those mistakes? If not, others have enough that you should learn that you probably will someday. Think this thing out a little bit. Give the benefit of the doubt. Now, as a neighbor, abstain from all appearance of evil. One fellow said about that verse, that means don't bend over and tie your shoe in your neighbor's watermelon patch. And maybe you've never grown up around that kind of thing, but a good old-fashioned watermelon, at the right time of year, that conjures up thoughts right now, don't it? Well, don't be bending over and tying your shoe in your neighbor's watermelon patch because it sure will look like you're about to pick up a watermelon and take off with it. Amen. Now, give the benefit of the doubt. Stop. Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. That is, when your neighbor says, here's the real story. Here's what's really happening. Now, hey, it might not just be something you see, it might be something you hear. You ever seen people do that? If a whisper separated the chief friends, who better to do that than the one neighbor against the other neighbor to you, about your neighbor? You see what I mean? Boy, I tell you, give the benefit of the doubt. Why? He says, go not forth hastily to strive. Why? Lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. When he reproves you just by telling the real facts. What do you do? Thou knowest not what to do. Egg on your face. Combine this with verse 9 and 10. And it's just a real embarrassing situation. What else can it do there? Well, it can obviously cause trouble. So number one, give the benefit of the doubt. Number two, verse 9. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself. Discover not a secret to another. Can you picture it? Sitting at the cafe. standing at the workbench, standing around talking at church. Number two, go to your neighbor or give it a miss. Say, what do you mean? Go to your neighbor or shut up. Go to your neighbor or just give it a miss. Don't talk to your wife about it. Don't talk to your husband about it. Don't talk to your kids about it. Go to your neighbor or give it a miss. Now, you say, well, that's kind of bold. Oh, no. That just settles a lot of stuff. If you don't want to go to your neighbor, then shut up. Either go to him and talk. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself. Discover not a secret to another. Does the Bible not know us? Come on. Surely you're grinning right now because you know what the tendency is. The tendency is to debate it with everybody else but your neighbor. And then the neighbor walks in to sit down or the neighbor walks in to get in the pew and whoop, that's the end of the subject for now. Have you ever thought about how much that goes on? I'll bet maybe. Maybe it'll go on today at work for you. Depending on what day of the week you think about this or listen to this, it could go on at church. It could go on in your neighborhood. It could go on at home. It could go on anywhere. Go to your neighbor or give it a miss. Those are your two options on that middle point. You make a choice. Go to your neighbor or give it a miss. Now, debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself and discover not a secret to another. You see, there are possibilities that you need to consider, and that's found in verse 10. Lest he that heareth it put thee to shame, and thine infamy turn not away. Number 3, gossip to your own demise. You go ahead and gossip, but it'll be to your own demise. Infamy, opposite of famous. Famous in the wrong way. Gossip to your own demise. Get the picture here. You're gossiping to someone who knows the true story. Watch. Lest he that heareth it, who's he? Somebody besides your neighbor. Lest he that heareth it put thee to shame and thine infamy turn not away. You see, when you become known as a gossip, then people are going to look at you completely different, bud, sister. Because, as I've said to people before, when they were saying something about somebody that wasn't there, I'd turn to them and say, wow, I wonder what you say about me when I'm not here. You see, and there are times when people just, they kind of let it become a habit. The part of the country here, it goes on a lot. But the problem is, it can really cause some trouble. Because here it says, lest he that heareth it put thee to shame. Someone says, that's not true. I know that story about your neighbor. I know the truth about that situation. Infamy, infamous, the opposite of famous. Famous in an un way, in an in way. Gossip to your own demise. Now let's take Christians, okay, folks? Let's take your life. If you're not careful, your Christian life won't be any different than a lost man's life. These proverbs here would work whether you're saved or lost. These rules, these directions, these instructions, they're about life. How much more so to a believer? Do you know, and I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but I have literally had this experience where a fellow was talking to me about somebody that I knew really, really well. And he was telling me some things that I happened to know weren't so, because the person he was saying them about was me. And I happened to know me. I'm stuck with me. Me hangs around me all the time. In fact, 24/7. And as I was listening to this fella, I couldn't help but get amused to think that we've all done something similar to that before. But he was going on and on. And at some point he made a reference to a conversation he had with this person he's talking about, who happened to be me. But he couldn't have had that conversation with me because he didn't know that it was me he was talking to. Now, to me, it was comical. It wasn't a very nice thing he was saying. Because his motive wasn't to be nice. But to me, the bigger picture was, we've all done something similar. And we better be on our toes about it. Okay? Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Give the benefit of the doubt. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself. Discover not a secret to another. Go to your neighbor, or just give it amiss. Lest he that heareth it put thee to shame, and thine infamy turn not away. Gossip to your own demise. Have a great day. Thank you.